We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Out there that do not brew this style. And I think this style over the years, I can't speak to it in Europe because I don't know, but what I've seen, at least locally, is this style over the years can go a thousand different places. And I think that's one thing that maybe brewers kind of shy away from, is that they don't necessarily know which route to go in the Saison world. How dry do you want it to be? You know, is it barrel-aged? Is it not barrel-aged? Is it traditional French style or traditional, you know, Belgian style? You know, what kind of, how do you want to do this? And I think that's kind of shied a lot of people away from it. But I'm telling you, there are people out there that love Saisons and will only drink Saisons. I watched a guy walk out of the bottle shop yesterday with three different in his hands.
So just as a reminder for me as well as our listeners, you said there's lots of avenues to go, but what's a basic expectation when you're drinking a Saison?
When I drink a Saison, I expect quality yeast character in your Belgian yeast, and I expect some dryness and some crisp finish.
Okay.
Flavors, I'm not the guy to ask for on that, because that's where I feel like it kind of goes all over the place. But those are kind of the things I am looking for.
Well, I will say this, taking a couple of sips of myself while Patrick was talking there. Based on what you said, crisp, yep. Dry, yep. Belgian yeast flavor, yep. It's balanced. It's not overpowering in any sort of one flavor to me, which is what I worry about with this kind of a style, where I remember I think I've had Saisons in the past and I've just been like, ugh, that's a lot. And this is not a lot. This is nice and balanced to me, which I enjoy.
This is really easy drinking. Now that I taste it, I wish we would have swapped the last two.
Yeah.
I wish I would have done
this one first. And then the half.
Because it's got a lot more subtle nuances to it.
Mm-hmm.
7.5%, I don't get that. So that's a go, you guys. I love when beers are over 7% and you can't taste it.
It's surprisingly easy drinking
this
for the style.
Really easy drinking.
And the ABV.
And I feel like we kind of felt that the last time with their Saison. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's these guys' avenue of Saison, is give you that kind of classic flavor character, but make it easy to drink.
Yeah.
I mean, Saisons kind of are table beers in a sense.
But they're just more poppy.
Yeah.
Like when I say poppy, I mean flavor, right? Because when we think of a table beer, we think of like super light, not overly flavorful.
Yeah.
Just
4%.
A crisp, simple dad beer.
Right.
This is crisp and simple, but 8% or 7.5%.
Yeah.
7.5%. And it's not a dad beer because there are flavors there. Mm-hmm. The yeast is really flavorful.
Sure, sure.
And it kind of really comes out as you're taking the sip, it keeps kind of growing. And actually, as I haven't taken a sip here for a couple minutes, it's sitting there on my palate. And I'm just tasting the Belgian yeast. So, bravo again to you guys, Brewery 26. I've enjoyed almost all the beers we've had from them. And I know we're going to go out there when COVID's over. They invited us out to their new spot that they've opened up. So, I'm excited to see if they got it on draft, I assume. Try it on draft, too.
I just, you know, I remember saying this in talking with Mike and Owen at Grains, and I'm going to say this to the crew at Brewery 26. Like, kudos to you guys. You're putting a Saison in a can during COVID. That's a big risk. Like, with Mike and Owen and Brandon and those guys out there, those guys doing a Hef in can, a Bavarian-style Hef in cans, that's a big risk. Like, because who knows who's going to buy that, honestly. So the fact that you're willing to say, you know what, I like this beer, I'm into this beer, I think this is a quality beer, let's can it, let's put it on the shelves. It takes some cojones.
I will say that I think We've seen a lot more of that from breweries generally since COVID has started.
Well, especially, you know, we've started to see Dunkels and dark lagers and a lot of traditional stuff, traditional German lagers in cans. It's kind of fun to be seeing other non kind of quote unquote popular styles in cans.
Right. The non-basic stuff.
Yeah.
I also think too, just from a marketing standpoint, since nobody can go to tap rooms or not a lot of people are going to tap rooms, how do you market yourself? How do you market what you can do?
Well, yeah.
You can.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are still going to the store.
And if I lived with roommates, we'd be doing this all the time.
Yeah.
You know, because I could buy this Saison that I'm like, oh, I don't really like the style, but I like those guys over at Brewery 26. I don't know if I can drink the whole thing, though. But if I go home to you, or like what we do in this podcast, I like the concept of going home to you. I can be like, hey, you know, this only cost me a couple bucks and I wanted to try it, but I don't know if I'm going to like the whole thing. You want to split a can? You'd be like, yep.
Yep. I would say it with that voice too.
Yep.
Yeah. You don't have to ask. Just pour me half. Okay. So it's interesting though. So those two beers, we should have probably flipped them.
But it's hard to tell that.
It's interesting to me because I didn't think about it when I picked them, but.
Well, this beer's popping a little more.
Both of them.
Try to let it warm up for a second.
Both of them kind of come from the same idea in my head.
Conceptually?
Of the yeast really kind of coming through and being a big flavor proponent of these beers.
I know. I think so much in this town, we get so wrapped up in malt character and hop character that we forget how crucial yeast is when it comes to flavor, especially in these traditional beers.
All right. We got one more to go. This is one that I'm probably the most excited about. Because I saw them advertising this or marketing this on Instagram, and I hadn't seen this style or this special series quite yet. So this is Balebreaker.
Mm-hmm.
This is their homegrown beer release number 5.
This isn't the sown and grown?
It doesn't say so.
Mm.
But it says release number 5. So unless they change the name, because homegrown and sown and grown sound similar.
Mm-hmm.
This is just West Coast IPA. It says we grew this beer. So I don't know if they changed it in the middle or not, but we got a West Coast IPA from Balebreaker, release number 5, 6.7%. We harvested something new, our first ever barley crop. Now in our second season as barley farmers, we are proud to share with you the Balebreaker homegrown beer series featuring 100% homegrown hops and 100% homegrown barley. Release number 5 is a crisp, fruity West Coast IPA featuring 5 different homegrown hops with complex aromas of pineapple, peach, grapefruit, honeydew, and berries, supported by our homegrown Pilsner, Munich, and Dextrine barley malts. We grew this beer. I don't know if it's the same as Sona Grown. I liked those cans a lot better because they were cool. But maybe they got multiple series going on.
Yeah.
I know they have their Clarity Rarity one going on too. So
homegrown beer number 4 was Fresh Hop IPA.
I did not see that, I don't think.
I don't think I saw that either. Sona Grown series number 3. Sona Grown 2, Sona Grown 1. I think this is Sona Grown.
Okay, they just changed it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I like the other cans better, Balebreaker. Do better. Come on. It's cool.
I don't know. I kind of like this can.
No, the can's fine. Well, I just like those a lot.
Yeah, the Sown and Grown cans had like a picture of their like familia.
Yeah, and it was like kind of raised up off a little bit off the can.
I was looking stuff up. Did they say the hops that they used in it?
No, it just says 5 hops with flavors of pineapple and grapefruit and et cetera.
One of the hops, never heard this one before. Pato. Okay. P-A-H-T-O.
And they're all grown at their hop farms.
Mosaic, Citra, Equinot, and HBC 630. So there's an experimental hop in here. Pineapple, peach, grapefruit, honeydew, and berries. 45 IBU, 6.7.
Very fruity.
Yeah?
Yeah. You haven't even poured it yet. I think you're going to like this. If you're talking about, what was the one that you enjoyed so much this past week?
The Spider City.
And you said it was a very fruit-forward IPA.
Yeah, something about goat. Graze the goat? I don't remember.
This is a very fruit-forward IPA.
Well, I'm kind of into that these days.
Especially like, with the descriptive like flavors they threw in there. Yeah. I'm getting them pretty clearly, too. That's the nice thing is it's not like muddled fruit.
Ooh.
It's very, very distinct, sharp fruit flavors that I'm kind of getting on my tongue.
There's a little stank in this.
Yeah.
In the head.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the nose. Well, that kind of stanky. That sticky icky. Ooh wee.
No, I know you don't like pineapple.
I don't.
So there is a little pineapple up front, so be warned.
Yeah, you know, as I still haven't tasted this, but I'm just going to talk about it like I've tasted it. The thing with pineapple with
that
me.
That doesn't make any sense.
The thing with pineapple with me is that I've noticed in a lot of beers, So for those out there, think of something that you don't like, okay? Think of like a fruit that you don't care for.
The Boston Red Sox.
What about Rays fans? Those don't exist. for me, my fruit that I really don't care for is pineapple. It's not a texture thing. It's just a flavor thing. It's not an acidity thing. It's a flavor thing. I just don't really care for the flavor. But what I've noticed in hops that give off pineapple flavors, it doesn't usually bother me. There are some hops, certain ways you use Galaxy and you mix with them, that is so much pineapple that I can't take. But like the subtlety pineapple, when someone's like, oh, I get like pineapple, grapefruit, mango, I'm like, that's totally works for me.
Okay.
But it's some of that like Galaxy, which is probably why I don't care for a lot of hop combinations that use Galaxy, is because it's just too much.
Well, I will say this is very pineapple-y off the top, so be warned, but there's a lot of fruit flavors behind it. It's the first flavor you'll taste is pineapple, and then it kind of washes into other fruits afterwards. Yeah, it's pineapple-y, I told you.
Yeah, that's really pineapple-y.
I wonder if it's the Pato.
Yeah, maybe.
Or the HBC.
Whoa. It's got some really cool...
Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Nice. I think it's been a while since we've actually done that.
I think we've missed it a couple times, yeah. Sorry, everybody. We disappointed you. I know.
It's got some really cool... This beer's got some really cool, like, resinous, dank characters. It's got a nice bite at the end. The fruit character coming forward is heavy on the pineapple. But what's funny, though, is I feel like I don't get... And this could just be me shooting from the hip and not really piecing things together. But I feel like I don't get... pineapple and dank in the same IPA very often.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's usually this like soft pineapple thing or this dank resinous bite thing.
Right.
And the combination of the two, I think is nice. It's refreshing to see an IPA that tastes different than other ones.
You just don't love the pineapple flavor.
It's a little much for me, but I don't think there's anything wrong with this beer. I could see people crushing this beer.
Absolutely. I think it's a wonderful West Coast IPA. I'd say it's not quite as bitter as like what I was expecting when they labeled it the West Coast IPA, but that's fine. I mean, it's their own take on it, and it's a very fruit forward, which I quite enjoy. It's going to be tough to pick our beer of the week this week, I think.
Yeah.
I think right now it's like the Grains of Wrath Hef was built really well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not my favorite flavor.
Right.
The Brewery 26 Saison was very easy to drink and crisp. Mm-hmm. And had some good yeast to it. And the Dark Lager from Skookum was solid as well. And this one's good, too. It's tough. It's kind of come down to those four for me, all pretty evenly. I think because it's me, I'm leaning towards Skookum because it's an easy drinking beer that also gives me the roasty and chocolatey qualities that I want. But it's tough. It's tough. It's tough. It's tough.
Hmm.
We got to agree on it, too. That's the problem.
The best beer on this table... Let me just start there. What is the best beer on this table? The best beer on this table is probably the Hefeweizen.
Yeah, because it's well built.
Yes. I don't need to talk about the worst beer on this table. I don't know, man. I'll ride the Dark Lager train with you.
Okay.
If we have to agree, I'll ride the Dark Lager train. I think this Dark Lager is so close to being fantastic. I think it just needs a little tweak to something. I think I want a little more bite at the end or a little more dryness. A little drier could maybe do that for me. But I think it's damn close. If I knew more about Saisons, I could argue for Brewery 26. I just don't.
Yeah.
And that is...
I say this with all the love in my heart. It's incredibly tough. I'm including the Bailbreaker in this as well. I know that you didn't love that one quite as much as me because of the pineapple.
That's a personal preference.
But like all four of them, to me, were really close to being beer of the week. I just think that Dark Lager was... It just had something a little extra for me. That's all.
Yeah, I mean...
Which is probably personal
preference. I'll take it. And this is great. I mean, this is awesome that we can't decide here.
So you're saying I did a good job.
You did a great job, Michael. Do I need to say anything else? I hate the Red Sox, too. Does that help?
It does help. Yeah.
Okay. To be fair, I hate everyone right now.
Especially
including
the Mets.
My team.
Especially the Mets.
No, I don't. Actually, I'm going to watch them. I just hate my team.
That's true. Yeah, your team as well. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. Let us know what you thought of the beers if you tried them along with us. Instagram.com/beersonus, @beersonuspod on Twitter, and facebook.com/beersonus. Download, subscribe, rate, review if you haven't. It helps us out. And, we haven't planned next week yet. This was kind of a last second plan to do interactive tasting room, but
there's a lot of news going around right now.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, just like with expansions and people's plans for 2021. And
you know,
beer
we haven't
calendars.
Done an In the Brews in quite some time.
It might be time for an In the Brews. There's a lot of stuff to unpack. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to unpack on just people's expansions.
Okay. Well, then that's next week. In
sure.
the Brews.
In the Brews.
You got that to look forward to, and we'll see you then. Every Thursday around 4 o'clock is when we drop this. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the NFL if you're watching that, and let us know what good beers you have on our social media pages, and we'll see you next week.
14.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.